The Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
8 minutes past eight. Good morning. Lovely Friday. Well, like we always would say on Fridays, thank God it's Friday. Let's go into a conversation now, shall we? If you look around, you would realize in Rivers State, if you've been observing, that there's been quite heightened activity on the part of security agency. I would specifically mention the police. We've seen loads of activities and certain gains recorded, arrests made, suspects apprehended, criminals apprehended. We've even noticed that there's more checkpoints at certain parts of the road. I think the breakaway access output is one of them. And I think I was commending the officers for being very professional, because they've stopped me countless of times when I use that road and, you know, do their regular stop, search, purpose, check your vehicle and all of those. You see them do that with other vehicles, very professional, whether it's early in the morning, whether it's late at night, whether it's in the afternoon. And there's been same reports from other parts of the city. Aside that, we were also able to get the release of the SAN. There was also certain criminal elements that were apprehended, raids that have been carried out. We know what's happened at the town axis of Port Harcourt. All of these gains. Well, today we'll be looking at the security in Rivers State and policing of Rivers State. And this morning, we'll be speaking with no other than the spokesperson of the State Police Command, SP Grace Iringekoko. You're welcome and good morning to you. Well, I know that the feats the police has recorded in the most recent times are enormous. I can't really go through all of them. But first, before we start, I'd like to say we appreciate the work that you guys are doing. And we say a very big thank you for ensuring that you keep us safe.
Okay.
Now, let's start off with you giving us an idea of the activities of the police thus far. With the recent successes that's been recorded, does this mean that the fight against crime has been taken to another level? Because at one point, we had some residents of the state worried and concerned about how we're having repeated attacks, kidnapping, shootings, and all of those. And then suddenly, we're beginning to see the police, you know, take the fight to these criminals in various ways. Is this a sign of new things to come, or a change in the approach towards the tackling crime?
I can tell you for free that there's a change for now, because, you know, the commissioner of police we have, CP Okon F. Young, PSA Daga, he's a proactive police officer. He's a man with wealth of experience, which has come, I think, to give to rival citizens. So he has come with another new modus of operandi, how we can go about our security architecture in the state.
So basically, what we're seeing with the police now is as a result of the new tactics being employed by the commissioner.
Yes, but you know, I can't tell you that in the public, our new strategies that we've employed, how to go about things. But I can give you a little tease of what and what we are going for this period of time.
All right, please help us, because we've also seen increased amount of police officers on our roads in some strategic areas of the city and part of the state as well. So you can share with us the checks that we see.
These are one of our strategies, because we have employed security officers all over the state to ensure that we have enabling and seamless environment so that the citizens can move freely. So you can see, even tonight, if you can see artificial traffic, I want to tell the citizens for free that they shouldn't be afraid or panic, because these are our modules we have employed to ensure they have a peaceful and enabling environment experience so far.
Sounds interesting. All right, quickly, let me just remind our listener that you can join the conversation on Facebook and on Twitter. We are streaming live. So get on Facebook. It's Nigeria Info, 92.3 PH. You can watch us live and also drop your questions or opinion contributions. We'll be taking those in the course of our conversation. You can also join us on Twitter. On Twitter, it's Nigeria Info PH. Same thing. If you have any other questions you'd like me to ask the guests, you can can send it to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. I know she's already told me that it's quite a busy morning today, so I just had to borrow a bit of our time. Hopefully, we're able to attend to as much questions as you have to ask as possible. Back to you, SP Coco. You said strategies. Another thing that's interesting for people is if you can give us some insight as to some of the successes you've recorded. Let's look at the one of them would be the release of the San, who is a member of the tribunal for the governorship election in Rivers State. When he was apprehended, kidnapped, it got a lot of people worried and concerned. And we saw how the police had handled that matter until his release. Can we get more? The release of the San that was kidnapped.
Of what?
The San. Okewali. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So tell us more about that success. How did... What has the police been able to uncover with regards to the assailants that were responsible for that dastardly act?
I can see it now that we are really proactive and we are working very hard, but it's not everything I can bring out to the public because I can't tell you our modus for me to bring it out. You know, everybody's listening. And it's not something I can bring out to see.
Truthfully, that's why we're not going to ask you how you did it. How you did it is not what we're focused on.
You can see that our men are really working hard and they're using their models, and because the CP has been lecturing our men and we have employed a tactical team that are specifically for such. So they have been very on ground doing their job effectively.
But then, interestingly, is people would wonder why anybody would want to kidnap such a personality. Perhaps the police were able to find out from the assailants the motive behind their actions.
And you know that kidnapping is something that some persons might be looking. I don't think they will be looking for. They might not be the real target, you understand. But maybe it's a circumstance of victim too.
Okay. And
it might not be the actual target, but it might be a circumstance of victim. But we're trying to call out all this that for future, such things will not be happening again. That's why you're seeing disability policing everywhere.
And we would have to also come to the welfare of police officers who, you know, are in the front line doing this work at the moment. But before we get there, the reports about the issues we had at Town Axis, Dube Axis of Port Harcourt, we had the clash that happened, the court clash. Have those issues been resolved permanently? How is the police handling the crisis?
I see that there are continuous raiding going on, They'll go for profiling, and those culpable, they'll be charged to court, and they've been charging most of them to court. For police, they've not been hearing of such, because the city has mandated tactical teams, divisions within the area of responsibility to ensure they carry out continuous raid to raid out all those criminal elements in those areas.
And for the officers who have been carrying out this work, at the moment doing a fantastic job, and you know how residents have really come hard on the police and police officers in recent times, but then it's also fair that we put into consideration the fact that these police officers are human beings and they also need to be taken care of. Now that they are doing the work that they are doing in the way that they are doing it and the results that we are getting, are there any plans on ground to also look at their welfare? What is the force doing about that?
Yes. We have our ways of compensating them. We have our ways of doing our things. It might not come out to the public, but we have our ways of doing it.
And the reports that we got too for those officers at the checkpoint, some people will mention some locations, in as much as they're doing fantastic, you know that we might have a few that are, you know, some would say the Judas amongst the 12. How has that been addressed, especially some of the officers who still would insist on doing the usual collection of extortion of passengers and road users? Is there a mechanism on ground to tackle that as well?
Because the CP has already come on here, he has already mentioned that any officer staying found wanting, that they should call our control numbers, which have already, my CP displays. I also came on air and I also told members of the public, because they know definitely that even in the 12, there is one that is the Judah. You cannot call back everyone that we know. But what I'm trying to say that if you see any officer that is going contrary to the directives of the commissioner or police, they should call. Our numbers are free. And maybe at the end of this program, I'll also give you the numbers which they can call and report for sharing officers, because the city did not send them to go here to commit any form of... Hello?
Yes, go on. We can hear you.
Yes. The city did not send them to go out there to commit any crime or to go out there to extort of members of the public.
Mm. So disciplinary measures in place. All right, we'll quickly
We have our in-house disciplinary measures we have in dealing with such officers. So that's why I'm saying if they have any hearing officer that they see, that they should report.
All right. Let's quickly, before we go on a short commercial, let's quickly take a few messages. I'm pretty sure the listeners have some questions that they might want you to respond to. Just take a few messages now. So if you have questions or setting contributions you'd like to make and you need this PRO to respond to them, please send them to us on WhatsApp now, 0809-030-6416. So this person here says, good morning, Andrew. Please ask the PR about the progress with investigation of the APC coordinator that was murdered in Awada West during the election. Please also ask about tactical officers that don't wear name tags on their uniforms. Okay, that's one question. Let me just take another message so we add both together. This person says, good morning. Please draw attention to the men posted at Rumigbo Junction. I appreciate their presence. They should be commended to speed up the hold up they cause in the evening hours. Always from Rumigbo to Rumokuta flyover. Thank you. So this one is basically, well, they are doing a great job, but then they should do better with the traffic, handling the traffic. The first question, what's your response to it about investigations into the death of the APC coordinator during the election in Awada West? And some of
the investigation is still ongoing. Investigation is still ongoing, but I don't want to gamble into politics. I think we can rule out that. But what I can tell you that investigation is ongoing to that effect.
And then for some of the officers that we see on the road, I've witnessed a few myself that don't have name tags on their uniforms. Is that some directive given by...
It is not appropriate for a police officer not to wear his name tag on his uniform. So if you see, you can just tell us the location where they are. We have our monitoring team that is moving around. We have our CPS call that is going on. And we also have a division that is close by. So they should come, they should report, they should call us. We can go there.
All right, we've seen a few around the Open University area, just that junction there. The moment you come down from the Obirikwere flyover, I've seen a few around that area who don't have name tags on their uniforms. I'm pretty sure those who are listening. Yes, I'm pretty sure those who are listening might have a few as well that they want to share. Let's open the phone lines and maybe we get them to let us know what their thoughts are on this. 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0009. Those numbers again, 0817-923-0007 and 0817-923-0009. My guest is the police PRO here in Rivers State. So you can call in and let's get your contribution or question. Like I said, she said she was only going to be with me for 14 minutes. So let's see what we do with that. This person here says on WhatsApp, good morning. He says, please. Okay, just a minute. Okay, it says, good morning, Andrew. Please. I'm trying to get this up. Okay, good morning, please. Help me. Okay, no, we can't take this. Sorry, we can't take this. All right, numbers again, 0817-923-0009 is the number to call. And we'll be taking your calls any moment from now. But another thing we'd like you to clarify for us is this. Some people have, most of the times, talked about how we need the police to act before these incidents happen. It's almost as though the things must have happened and then we have the police coming in to respond. And that has questioned the level of intelligence gathering. So is this something that the police is looking at so we can have better policing system in the state?
Can I
intelligence gathering and the police being proactive and trying to stop crime before they happen.
I want to also appeal for members of the public to give us useful information. And we have our CID that is giving us intelligence gathering. But I know immediately intelligence gathering will come. We have good information from the good informant, and we verify the source that this information is genuine. We swing into action immediately.
All right, sounds interesting though.
And I want to tell them that if they're coming to give us information, that we're giving them that assurance of confidentiality.
All right. We have the handover ceremony in just a couple of days, May 29. We'll go for a very short commercial. It's just about a minute commercial. When we return, we'll get your response to tell us the preparations the police have on ground with regards to the incoming government and the outgoing one, and what plans are on ground to ensure safety of Rivers people before, during, and even after the May 29 handover. Please just stay on the line for us. Thank you very much. If you are still listening, Nigeria Info 92.3. If you have questions you'd want us to ask the police PRO, send to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. When we return after the break, we go over to the phone lines as well to get your contributions. Don't forget that we are streaming live on Facebook too, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. That's the handle on Facebook. On Twitter, it is Nigeria Info PH. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Can we alive? Still with us is the spokesperson for the Rivers State Police Command, SP Grace Iringekoko. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and we're discussing this, the security and policing of Rivers State. And if you followed us from the first half of our conversation, you must have heard. And I'm sure if you're in Rivers State, you must have seen increased activity of the police on major parts of the city. Well, how has this translated into making you safer, or feel safer? It's a question we're asking you on Facebook, so you can go there and respond to it. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Thank you very much, SP Coco, for your time and for staying with us.
Okay.
Okay. So quickly, the numbers to call are 0817-923-0009, 0817-923-0007. We're sure that you have questions or contributions you want to make. Let's go. Let's hear it. Introduce yourself and go straight to your question or opinion. That's all. Good morning.
Good
morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to your guest in the studio. My name is Comrade Letambari Sunday. I'm calling from Bori.
All right, straight to the point, Letambari. We don't have plenty of time.
Yes, I heard from the police spokesperson saying that there are patrol teams monitoring the police on the road who are collecting money on the road. Please, madam, I want to beg you. I want to plead that you don't add more injury to the one we are already having, because there are statements you are making and we are not conversant with, because we pass on the road often from Bori here to Port Harcourt. We have a lot of roadblocks, and these same persons keep being on the road collecting that, perpetrating this same act. Nobody, no police from anywhere. Madam, can you tell us how many policemen you've arrested? Because even right now as I speak with you, I just entered Bori before I begin to call now. Which policeman have your patrol team been able to arrest for this same act Nigerians are complaining. Rivers people are complaining.
All right, Leighton Barry, thank you very much. Please. Let's get on to another caller. Your question, we got that. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
All right, you're welcome. What's your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Good Comrade, I am Briggs.
Okay, Briggs. Go ahead with your question and contribution.
Good morning. Yes, my very question I want to ask, why is it that the state CID, that road going to Okreka Waterside, is being barricaded for how many years? And also, secondly, why is it that the officers and men, as I know Nigerian police force, there are some that is being given to the officers and men. But today, even their bodies, they are buying it with their hard-earned money. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I'm pretty sure response will come to some of those questions. Let's take say two more, and then we get on to a guest to respond before we let her go. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Esiemi, good morning.
Morning to you.
This is Muriel.
Okay, Muriel. Go ahead.
You see, Esiemi, I want to specifically talk about the new police checkpoint that has been set up at the Rumigbo Junction, the Ikore Road of the Rumigbo Axis. And then this station, they were set up specifically because of the commissioning of that Rumola and Rumokuta flyover. That was when they came to monitor activities there. Okay, now they've not left. Look, the kind of molestations they give to civilians is not easy. Look, initially when they came, it's so annoying. Initially when they came, you will not know that they blocked road. They used road to tie one axis. In fact, they don't block one axis of that Rumigbo Junction. The axis that takes you to the Rumokoro Junction axis. They blocked it, they put on their van station there, they tie roads there. If mistakenly you don't know, maybe you've not seen them there before, you're new there, you just want to pass there, this kind of harassment, they will beat you, then you will kneel down, they will be further. In fact, you will be so scared that you will not know that that person is just, they've just taken it for themselves. And trust me, I want to find out. The police that are stationed there, they're supposed to be checking papers. They are causing hold up there. They will check papers, they will check these, they will pass cars. Now they are parking cars there. Park cars will be parked there. The people will come maybe 5 minutes to come and clear their cars. I don't know what is happening. Can she tell me, are they supposed to be checking papers? And are they supposed to be lining up cars there? Why are they holding up those cars? They really need to monitor those ones there.
All right, honestly. Thank you. We'll get across shortly. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning to you.
Yes, Obed Chima. I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Okay, Chima.
Yes, ask a question. If the parents of a Nigerian police is...
you feel safer?
Yeah, is it safer? Andrew, I tell you, there is nothing safer about it. Because they still concentrate on collecting 100 naira. I think the police spokesperson is being economic with the truth. And they are the ones who is aiding this team. You can't speak out. You can't sanction your men. These guys do anything they like. Right now in Ada George, they are there collecting money from KK. And you tell them they don't collect money. And you're monitoring them. How were you? How many people have you apprehended? Show to River State how many people you have apprehended. You understand? So for me, you see this analog way of security. And when you see policemen blocking roads, it tells you that they are bereft of intelligence. Because any police with high intelligence, you cannot block roads. You can apprehend who says I want to apprehend without blocking roads. You understand? Look at uniform. That uniform on it. They block that place for how long now? That place is blocked. So what kind of policing they are doing? I think the police have been unable to police themselves. You understand? So the spokesperson must take into cognizance that the police are unable to police themselves. That's why their men are failing anyhow. Honestly.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. SP Grace Coco, if you want to respond to some of the things that they've said and... okay, let's hear your response to them, please.
I want to respond. The first one I talked about Bori Axis, where police officers are there collecting money from motorists and passerby. I want to say that why I joked. They said how many officers have been apprehended and been shown to members of the public. And I want to tell this for free that the command and the police public. We have our disciplinary measures, which is not visible. But I think we'll go back to our management team, so I will withdraw our board, to know that we show back to members of the public our disciplinary measures we have employed to such elite officers. Because when they don't see, they thought maybe the police were doing nothing, or the spokesperson is coming out to just say whatever she wants to say, or the commissioner of police is coming out maybe to deceive members of the public. I said, no. We have our monitoring teams. And even, I think that was the public holiday, we observed that people arrest them. But the commissioner of police and his management team, they are out there on patrol. They visit all these points. And maybe as at the time they are going, those people there, they say they are looking at those police officers collecting, they did not see. They wouldn't see the police officer, I mean the commissioner of police and his management team going out for this patrol. They went out, they went to Ahuja Axis, they went to Bori Axis. That area, they went, they patrol, they were visibility policing. And I can tell you, most people, they saw them. They saw the convoy that they were going on for this patrol. And I tell you, and I also said that we have CPS code. This is a primary assignment that they are doing to apprehend errant police officer. We have the monitoring team that is on ground. And I'm also dropping a number. If they see, they will call. We are all Nigerians. We are trying our best to know that this our country is free and safe for members of the
public. If you can call the number for us. Okay, just call the number before we take another call. The number that Nigerians can reach the police with to report to errant officers.
Okay. I'm calling.
Okay.
You can call our control room number 080-9888-0134. That's one. Can I go back and call?
Yes.
080-9888, which is 888-0134. Then you can also call the second number 080-32-003-514.
All right.
I repeat, 080-32-003-514. They should call.
All right.
I want them, we should share useful information that you give to us. We are there to work and to serve them.
All right, let's just take about three more calls before we go. Tigana is in Eliozu. Good morning.
Yes, Tigana. I'm calling from Eliozu. Good morning.
Right, go straight to your question.
I want to comment to the new police chief here. Mommy, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
Mommy, I am calling from Eliozu Aziz. I am the CSO of Erumokoro Clan, mommy. So I want to really commend your effort since you came on board in River Fest. And I want to also commend the Commissioner of Police by because last time I fought by complaining about this Eluz under the flyover that we need a police van to that area because this is hoodlums that used to come out sometimes and disturb the store owners. Therefore, sometimes now I can observe that Papa for over 2 weeks now there is a two dam station standby in that under the flyover. So I want to commend that. Mommy, the next complaint I have is we as a CSO in the community we'll have a challenge in the community. Sometimes you may see an upper patrol we stop the employment that is eligible. They will tell you that there is not their decision. And when there is a challenge, we expect for any police to intervene immediately. So they should address that area. We are the challenge because we are the community leaders. We are the challenge that they lose now. You are calling Rumokoro special area. They will tell you that Elos is not their area. Why we expect them to switch into action? Police is police to calm the situation down. Thank you, morning. Good morning, man.
Thank you very much. All right, Harry from Rumigbo. Good morning.
Yes, it's a good morning.
You're welcome.
Let me greet your guest in the studio. Good morning, ma. Please,
morning.
A quick one. I want to draw your attention. I know police is our friend, and we're also doing our best to see that we contribute to the development and to the security of the state. But please, on the areas of this police extortion, please, I want to draw your attention to. Sometimes when you said police commissioner went out for patrol to check some of these areas where you have your men, please, there are ways you can be able to track these people. You cannot come up if the commissioner moved by his full convoy. Believe me, the people you're going to check before you know they will disguise and stop whatever thing they're doing. Once you leave there, they continue. That is one strategy. Now, secondly, at UST roundabout, the police people there, they are not afraid of anybody. In the daytime, they are there extorting. In the night, they are there extorting. That is another thing. The new ones which they have stationed in so many of these junctions to make sure we could curtail this insecurity of 18. My brother and my dear sister, please take your time and disguise yourself. Go around, see what they are doing. You don't just go. If you go with a patrol team, believe me, they will know that you're coming. Go by yourself. You will see that these guys, what they are doing now is to stop young men, ask them to open their phone. They begin to screw their phone, calling them Yahoo boys and everything. And at the end of it, they are collecting huge amount of money. Go around the stage where you have this man. You will confirm what we are saying. Every day, we will be calling police. But the ones inside don't want to keep on spoiling the name of the police. Why the other ones also trying their best to make sure that we contain the security system and to make sure there is peace in the land? Please take your time, disguise yourself, and go out and see that thing that people are complaining. Sometimes you feel when you complain, they say you hate police. No. How can you hate police? The person wearing that uniform, is he not your brother? He's your brother, he's your sister. But sometimes when they want to approach you, when they want to talk with you, they feel that you are no longer important because they are policemen, right, or policewomen.
Point noted.
Because they're putting on uniform. Please, take your time and go around. You will see what we are complaining.
All right, let's go to mile three. Good news quickly so we can get response from SP Coco, and then we wrap things up. Good news. Yes, your question.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, quick one. Madam, I want to sit on this. My name is Good News. Like, you come to the, what we are talking about, because there should be a good synergy between the community, vigilantes, and the police itself. And while we are talking about all this, we should talk about how to encourage, from the police, encourage communities, clans, kingdoms that are working well to ensure that their own area is peaceful. Like, for example, you come to their own kingdom, you talk about the security men there working to ensure that the kingdom without the police, to see that the kingdom is in calm, led by Asubike from Bogoro, and then those from Rumo, so that they ensure that the community is very, very calm. Before they even go to the police, they do all their work. So while we are talking about this, why not once in a while set a program to encourage these youth, because they are going out of their ways. And two, come to Choba Junction, to Choba Police. You see, in the evenings, they block the road, extort money from people. The hold up will be so long that at when you get to the place, you just see that this Aboki pickup stall to block everywhere. And at the end of the day, it's 100 naira. What kind of life are we living? And they block the main place to turn from the direction of the police station since the days of NSAS to today. And even if they have fenced their place, what kind of thing? Last time, if uniform students did little process, they accused them, arrested them, get to death.
All right, good news. Thank you very much. All right, quickly, SP Grace Serengekoko, before we let you go in the next couple of minutes, we'll let you respond to some of this. Let's just throw this in. One of the callers also mentioned the welfare of police officers and their police uniforms. The police uniforms. I have several messages here on WhatsApp. Perhaps I'll highlight a few of them, and I have some on Facebook as well. Can you clarify for us how does the maintenance of the police stations work? Because some...
The uniform.
Yes, some uniforms and the daily running of police stations. Because the speculations by some people is that, oh, the police are collecting these monies because they needed to run the daily affairs of the stations, fuel the vans that go on the patrols, alongside many other things that are being handled in police stations. Is there a budget that handles these things? How does it work?
Okay, I can tell you that last year, the Inspector General of Police provide kits and accoutrements for the police officers nationwide, not to the River State. And every police officer was issued with those kits and accoutrements from the Inspector General of Police. But you know, as the character said, my own person or some other person, if you want to look neat, you can also afford that. Like you have your working, like some people, they have uniform in their place of work. But if you want to look neat, you can also have additional to be smart, to look neat. Not that they don't issue. The IGP sent a kit and it was issued to every police officer.
Mm.
And that's on the station. They have the allocation for such. And when the allocation will come, they use this to run the office. And there's some divisions also have some stakeholders that do assist them. But now the IGP, the Commissioner of Police, will not send any police officer to go out there to escort some members of the public to maintain the office or to maintain the building whatsoever. No, they won't do that.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, crime, and you can, the level where there is a bad egg, and you know you cannot combat criminality totally. But we are trying our best because we know there are still some errant officers out there that want to go against the policies and the directives of the Inspector General of Police and from the Commissioner of Police that want to go against their directives, contrary to what we are expected to do as the Nigerian police force. That's what I'm saying. If you see any officer, because we are not everywhere, but you are out there with them. So if you see any of those any officer, your duty is to call us. Are you there to work? Are you there to carry out the needed action to see that we carry out disciplinary measures against them? And I think I also management team, so that any officers that we see committing such crime, bring them to shame them to members of the public, so that they would know that the command is working hard.
All right, thank you very much. Although there's plenty of, still lots of questions on Facebook, on WhatsApp. This one says there's constant extortion at the Chuba Police Station by AP Uniport. Also, the turning is permanently blocked. Is there a reason why the U-turn? I don't know if you've been there recently to see it. By the police station at Chuba Junction, there's a U-turn that used to be open but has been blocked for a long time. Whether or not the police is aware of it and is any instruction be given as to...
I think I would draw it back to that. I think we can look into it.
Mm.
Yes, I can look because most of these questions are coming out. I'm taking notes and I will take it back.
As a father, what do we do when police operating along Umuebulu 4 accuse our sons of being Yahoo boys? Any young boy is a suspect. Gerald sent in this message. I would also say this. I don't know what the training is, but I've also been.
When I see that in combat and they were talking and they were confessing that they were not job, so this is the only thing they can come out to do. And I wasn't issuing a statement, but I said, no, let me tell you so that they will see it for themselves. And then also the police has come out again. And they have it from them. So they should not be blaming the police always.
But
should also talk to their children. So their the guidance should also talk to the ones they are looking after.
But
because they are official generation.
It brings us to this. I think it's more about the human rights. For instance, I have been looked at and addressed as a fraudster simply because I'm in a vehicle that looks good. I have someone sitting in the vehicle. I dress good. And then I'm using an iPhone and the officer sees me. And the first impression was that, oh, you're this. And they're asking for your phone to go through your phone. And
that no police officer that have the right as you're moving on the road to search your phone, except is under investigation with a search warrant.
that they can go through your phone, because your phone is your private, your privacy, and they cannot come into your privacy. So they don't have that right, except they are investigating you, and there is a warrant for that.
All right. We'll say thank you very much at this point. I know that you've over you've given us extra of your time, so thank you.
We know I also want to comment some of the communities that are working in synergy with the police, and I also say I think we'll also call them to recommend them. We'll have a little party or give them a recommendation. But I want to talk on behalf of the Commissioner of Police, and I stand to say, oh, I want to recommend you. You're working hard. You are working in synergy with the Nigerian Police Force in
Rivers
State. Thank you so much.
All right, and quickly, this just came in. May 29, what should Rivers people be expecting? Are we going to see increased activities?
May 29 is not only in Rivers State. It's like a national thing. Mm. Everywhere in Nigeria. And here in Rivers State, we are preparing. We are doing our parade. And I know that there will be adequate security in place.
It can
go seamlessly.
All right. Thank you very much once again for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you
coming. All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. That's the spokesperson for the River State Police Command, SP Grace Iringekoko, speaking there. Well, there's still plenty of questions. Sadly, time will not give us opportunity to attend to all of them. I'll take some more comments. On Facebook, Akere Wikboa Emmanuel says, Taba Police Division along east-west Kana local government area have only one vehicle donated by Kana local government area boss. What is the police doing to add to that? I'm pretty sure she's still listening, so I will just put the questions and hopefully the responses that are needed follow after. Warrant Comrade White says the police have failed us. Nigerians have lost hope in the Nigerian police because they lack integrity from top to bottom. Jerry says I was extorted by police officers at Igbo Echie Road, and the men of SARS took 150,000 from me last week because they saw Forex trade app on my phone. Jerry, I think you heard what the spokesperson says. A police officer has no right whatsoever to ask to look into your phone. So if any police officer says that, then you can respond to them by saying, what rights do you have to demand for your phone? Or you simply politely ask for a search warrant. If they have a warrant that allows them, because perhaps they have certain information about your phone or you, and they need to search it, they will show you that warrant. At least that's something that the law gives you. But then, who am I? Some people would say, when you say that and then you are physically harassed, you have no option. Now you're scared. You give them the phone. There's also that worry. But hopefully, we get to a point where all of that will be history in the state and the country at large. But let's not forget the important work that regardless the police men are doing for us. It's not really easy. They're also human beings. They have emotions, have feelings. And that's why I was trying to talk a lot about their welfare. Because it's a person that you have fed very well that you will give a gun and send to go to the road to work. And if you don't take care of them very well, I mean, imagine a police officer under the sun with almost nothing to show for the work that he's putting in. And then you give him a gun standing under the sun. I mean, that guy is upset for about a lot of things. So you would understand the frustration on the part of some police officers too. So at the end of the day, the government should do more, the police should do more, and let's ensure that we keep our state and country safe. My name is Ifeemi Andrew.